Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we'll delve into the rich tapestry of supplications, sacred melodies, and poetry that have guided believers for centuries. The Book of Psalms is traditionally divided into five books, containing a diverse range of spiritual expressions, including hymns of praise, laments, literature of wisdom, and psalms of thanksgiving. The Western Jewish and Christian traditions recognize 150 psalms, while the Eastern Orthodox Christian Church includes an additional psalm, bringing their total to 151. In this series, we'll focus on books 3 and 4 of the canonical Book of Psalms. Specifically, our journey will take us through Psalms 73 to 106, and now we'll be delving into the treasure trove of writings known as the Psalms. So let us open our Bibles to Psalm 79, we'll be reading the full chapter. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 1, O God, pagan nations have conquered your land, your special possession. They have defiled your holy temple and made Jerusalem a heap of ruins. They have left the bodies of your servants as food for the birds of heaven. The flesh of your godly ones has become food for the wild animals. Blood has flowed like water all around Jerusalem. No one is left to bury the dead. We are mocked by our neighbors, an object of scorn and derision to those around us. O Lord, how long will you be angry with us? Forever? How long will your jealousy burn like fire? Pour out your wrath on the nations that refuse to acknowledge you, on kingdoms that do not call upon your name. For they have devoured your people Israel, making the land a desolate wilderness. Do not hold us guilty for the sins of our ancestors. Let your compassion quickly meet our needs, for we are on the brink of despair. Help us, O God of our salvation. Help us for the glory of your name. Save us and forgive our sins for the honor of your name. Why should pagan nations be allowed to scoff, asking, quote, where is their God, end quote? Show us your vengeance against the nations, for they have spilled the blood of your servants. Listen to the moaning of the prisoners. Demonstrate your great power by saving those condemned to die. O Lord, pay back our neighbors 7 times for the scorn they have hurled at you. Then we, your people, the sheep of your pasture, will thank you forever and ever, praising your greatness from generation to generation. Once again, that was Psalms chapter 79 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the section of the scriptures we just read a little more in depth. Even when we deserve punishment, we can still call out to the Lord for help. The psalmist, likely one of Asaph's descendants, is writing after the temple had been destroyed, from what we just read in verses 1 through 3, and it's also mentioned in the book of 2 Kings chapter 25, and the author is struggling with what has happened even though he knows that Jerusalem was destroyed because of the sins of God's people. The psalmist is asking for the Lord's anger to end, which we learned earlier in verse 5, for forgiveness, which was spoken about in verse 8, and for God's help, the psalmist writes in verse 9. He wants God's enemies to be punished and God's name to be praised, which is cited in verses 12 through 13. Sometimes when we sin against God, we run ever farther away from Him, which only makes matters worse. We experience shame, sadness, and self-condemnation. Yet the Lord welcomes us with open arms, even when we have sinned, even when He is punishing us for our sin. Jesus Himself bears the full punishment for our sins, and He can walk with us even as we experience punishment. When you mess up, don't run away from God. Run into His open arms. Here are some things to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. When you sin, do you run to God or away from Him? How do you understand the Lord's punishment? We're so grateful that you joined us for our daily audio devotionals, and we hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there. Make sure to follow along with us on Monday through Friday for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections of these sacred biblical writings. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.